A Heart for Revival, Day 3, Importunity. The scripture text is Luke 11:5-10. And he said to them, "Which of you, who has a friend, will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened." The man in the parable has 2 friends, one who has arrived to visit from a long journey, and one who lives next door. The man has nothing to offer his visiting friend, and so he goes to his neighbor. The neighbor responds not because of their friendship, but because of the man's importunity. Importunity is only used here in the New Testament. It is a very striking word to describe persistence, and literally, shamelessness. Thus, because of the man's inability to offer his visiting friend anything, he shamelessly and persistently asks his neighbor. Vincent, the well-known Greek scholar, says, as related to prayer, importunity is an illustration in the case of Abraham's intercession for Sodom or the Syrophoenician woman in the Gospels. Ravenhill speaks to the parable's point of the empty-handed man having nothing to give his visitor by paralleling Peter's words to the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts 3:6. Ravenhill continues, "If today we could rediscover the virtue in that name, capital N, the victory in that name, the violence in that name, we could set this world aright for God. Most of us have enough grace to scrape through the day, but we have nothing over. We are conquerors, but we're not more than conquerors. We can fight off the enemy, but cannot take any prisoners. Ours is a defense action, not an attacking action." Page 39. Our prayer focus? Today, you may have friends in need, but there is nothing you can personally give. Friends who need salvation, friends who need deliverance, friends who need healing. But just as Peter did, you can give them the name. The name that is above every name. The only name that can bring salvation, deliverance, and healing. Pray over your friends in the name of Jesus, having faith that the Father will answer, not because of your friendship, but because you ask shamelessly, believing.